Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But I think the jury made the right decision based on the evidence presented, because the prosecution inadvertently set the standard so high that the jury had to be convinced that it was a deliberate act by Zimmerman, that he was not at all defending himself. And so forth. It's not a moral question, it was a legal question. And the American law requires that the jury listen to the evidence presented.
It is the Savage Nation. For the first time in my entire radio career, I agree with Jimmy Carter. But then again, even a stopwatch is correct twice a day. In his case, he's been right twice in his lifetime. Once when he decided not to run again for the presidency because he couldn't. And second, when he agreed that the Zimmerman trial was based on the law, not upon the demagoguery of Jesse High Jackson and the other demagogues who should be imprisoned for what they're trying to do to this country. Welcome to the program. Not going to talk about it. The reason I'm playing the music of the fool Harry Belafonte is because the fool Harry Belafonte will perform at an invitation-only event for the Obamas when they vacation. They've been working very hard trying to undermine America after coming back from their vacation to Africa. And so they're getting ready for their trip to Martha's Vineyard. It used to be called Martha's Vineyard, but I've renamed it Martha's Vineyard. And him and his family return to their summer vacation home and staying in a four-bedroom house valued at $7.6 mil with an attached two-bedroom guest house on Snail Road off South Road and surrounded by woodlands. But the highlighted vacation will be the Harry Belafonte Fest. And as you well know, Harry Belafonte is known for his lame remarks. So let's give credit where credit is due. Jimmy Carter, yes. Don't call me on any of these topics, and I'm going to tell you why. There are so many other things I was going to talk about, such as use of military force in Syria. John McCain is a warmonger, and he wants us to start bombing the forces of Assad. I've never seen anything like this, but McCain is crazier than he's ever been. He's going backwards, not forwards. He's becoming a crazed warmonger. We have no business in Syria. Moreover, we have no reason to support the al-Qaeda rebels. And this moron, McCain, is trying to push the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey, into bombing Assad's forces. Now, why McCain is doing that is pretty clear to me, because he's a stooge of some other powerful forces that we don't know who they might be. We can pretty much guess who wants force used in Syria. But I don't want to see one American bomb fall, and I don't want to see one American troop fall on the ground down there. You know what I really want to talk about? Let's have some music now, the car music that I talked about. Because I think it's a summer night. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Used to be a theme song of the old Savage Nation in the old days. Welcome back to the old new days of the Savage Nation. Still going strong. 56,000 miles on the odometer, and I'm still here. I haven't had my seals replaced yet. Listen, I'll tell you the truth. It's summertime. It's July 18th, 2013. Do you think the average person tuning in the dial with 70 different radio stations in every big city, at least 70, with the internet and this and that, really cares about McCain and this and that? I don't think so. There's Zimmerman doubt. I know people who turn the radio off or the TV the minute they hear the word Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, they don't want to hear it. It's over. Trial done, finished, leave me alone. That's all. So I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to go where I want to go, and I'll tell you where I want to go. I'll tell you what I was doing today. Play the motorcycle music again, and you'll see why I'm going to go where I'm going to go. Just a little bit of the Motley Crue. Okay. You know what I've been doing all day? I got gasoline on my fingers and grease on my palms, and I just come in out of the garage. Thank you. Very good. You're not going to believe this. Now, you know I'm the only American let us say, broadcaster, which is what I am, banned from entering the United Kingdom. And I have no enmity toward the British people. I have nothing but contempt for the British government. They're the most spineless government I've ever seen in my life, akin to Obama's government, but maybe worse. They permit Islamists to enter England, but not Michael Savage. They ban anyone who says one word about Islamists who want to kill the Queen and take over the country. So I'm banned from Britain, which is actually it's a badge of honor to me. In my garage, I have a British Union Jack flag hanging. Now, I bought it last week. I'm hanging a Union Jack flag in my garage to go with. I bought an old car. I bought a 1970 Jaguar XKE, which I told you about. I said, what are you, crazy? Well, I needed trouble in my life, so I bought a British car, an old one. She's pretty. She's fine. She runs, but she's got problems. So I've had a mechanic around once last week for 8 hours. Today's been here since 9:30 in the morning on the jacks and this and that. I find it to be very restful. And I believe that many people in my audience have some kind of hobby that they engage in. And I want to ask you something, which is, this is a very American thing. You look at the Mecum auctions. You look at the auctions for cars in this country. They're packed. You look at the Indianapolis Raceway. They're packed. Americans are still car crazy. They don't care that Larry David drives a Prius. They don't care that liberals with gray hair and prune faces drive around with their wives hating the world in their little Priuses. Most Americans from my generation are car people, and they love cars. And I think most Americans actually still love cars. So I want to ask you, why do you own and care for an older classic car? That's really what I want to get into. What do you get out of it? Why do people do this? Most men that I know who have a little extra money will buy an old car of some kind. With more money, they'll buy a more expensive older classic car, and they will tinkle with it. So I want to ask you, what kind of old car, if you have one in your garage, do you have, and why? What do you get out of it when you get in it, when you drive it? What do you feel? What do you think? I'll tell you what I get out of it. I've been working in the garage. I mean, Gary's doing the work. He's a Rolls-Royce, a used Rolls, used Bentley, used Jag expert. He's done stuff I could never believe. I'd like to hang the dealer, which I'll tell you about a little later, who said, oh, yeah, it doesn't leak, and the wiring is fine. We all know it's a standing joke. I mean, wiring in Jaguars, right? Old Lucas. I don't know who Lucas was. He must have been Lucas the Devil who made the wiring. We should have called him Lucifer the wire maker, not Lucas the electrical maker. They should have renamed all the parts Lucifer. The L should stand for Lucifer, not Lucas. So he's already put in new wires. The backup lights didn't work. The taillights didn't work. This didn't work. That didn't work. But I've had fun driving it around. People come over to it, and I've enjoyed watching him. And I order parts. I'm ordering parts. I feel I get up 6 in the morning like I did as a kid when I used to build models. And I'm going over to the Jaguar parts thing, and I'm ordering crazy things that I never would believe. I mean, I could buy a new car, right? Light bulb, one light bulb, LULLB 382, $1.50. Windshield washer spray assembly, $89.82, your price $78.10. Rocker switch, $27.95. License plate lamp, $128.81. You get what I'm saying? Sump gasket, $1.20. Shift knob, $43. Union Jack flag, $18.75. So, no, you got to ask yourself something. Exhaust mount, $3.01. You want to hear a real bargain, though? I had handbrake pads because the handbrake was basically you couldn't use it. It would roll. Two pads were $24. He said they were steel. You know, the parts are cheap. I don't know where they're made, probably in China. Some of them are original, but some of them are made. Choke lamp, $49. Rockers made battery trays. So I got all these parts in a box. It felt like Christmas. Took them all out. I spent hours ordering them, hours unpacking them. With a lamp in the garage after the show, with a glass of beer, I'm saying, why are you doing this? What are you getting out of this, Michael? I don't know. I'm thoroughly absorbed. I'll tell you what I'm getting out of it. I'm living in the past. I'm living in the past when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. I'm living in the past when we had a president who protected America and Americans from enemies domestic and foreign. I'm living in the past when there was a mother and father in virtually every home. I'm living in the past when everybody loved this country and those who didn't were seen for what they are, the degenerate scum that all of us hate. I'm living in the past, and I love it because to me it's forever 1970. And to be honest with you, it's a hobby of mine that I'm enjoying. Now, I want to ask you something. Why do you own and care for an older classic car? What do you get out of it? Or do you have a classic car horror story? I have a few of them for you. And I want to do cars for a little while. Look, I could do the Jimmy Carter and the Syria, the whole thing. I don't want to do it right now. It's a hobby. And I'd like to have an answer from people. Why do you drive old cars, whether they're American or British? But you want to hear an irony here? I'm banned in Britain, and I buy a British car, and I buy a Union Jack flag and hang it in my garage. Why? Two reasons. One, because I love the British people. I always think they're the most wonderful people for what they've put up with in the past and what they put up with now. Number one, I've always been an Anglophile. Winston Churchill is still my great hero. If you ranked like three heroes of my life, Winston Churchill is probably number one. Maybe there'd be a George Washington in the list. Maybe they'd be equal. But Churchill stands alone in my head in many ways because he's more contemporary than Washington. I can relate more to him than a guy who wore wooden teeth in that regard. And secondly, Winston Churchill, I only found that after I got Teddy, my poodle, who's a little gray silver poodle, the greatest dog on the planet. He almost became a father today, which is a secondary story, which I'll tell you later. We missed that bullet like by a, that was like that was an 82-millimeter shell coming in, if I would have bred him. So anyway, I didn't know that. I got Teddy, loved the dog. Years later, I find out that, I always thought Winston Churchill had a bulldog. You say, Winston Churchill, bulldog, right? No, Winston Churchill, the man who saved Britain, with American help, of course, and American materiel and American troops. Winston Churchill had a little poodle like Teddy, a silver poodle whose name was Rufus. I couldn't believe it. And Rufus ate at the dining table with him, as Teddy does with me in the Basque restaurant when the nasty liberals sneer at him. I love the sneers. Like, what's it your business, mister? What do you care if he's sitting on a chair? He's cleaner than you are. I guarantee you his saliva is cleaner than yours. And, I could see it. Churchill sat him at the table. So it's nostalgia for me to play this, to play with the car. Infidelity survey suggests cheaters prefer to drive a certain kind of car. I can't believe this because I told the guys I was going to do a thing on cars and break from the politics. He got me a story just now from a website that says, which car do you think cheaters prefer to drive? And it was done by a UK-based dating website for married cheaters. And they found that blank is the most popular car make among its members. I'm not going to give away the name of the car, but I'm going to ask you to call 855-407-282. I'll also tell you why I bought a British car when I'm banned in the UK. And I'm asking you to call with two things. One, your classic car horror story, but more importantly, for the sense of the show and the bigger audience, why do you own and care for an older classic car? Most people don't, but many people do. It's the Savage Nation. Take it or leave it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance, right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Days of traffic, new crash being reported San Jose, southbound 101 past 1st Street, CHP on the way, East Bay, eastbound 80 at Ashby, an accident, that one's off to the right shoulder, still have very slow traffic, eastbound 80 in stretches from the maze up to Pinole Valley Road, slow out of San Francisco, northbound 101, Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck, upper deck is slow from the toll plaza into San Francisco, East Bay, northbound 680, heavy out of Fremont before Mission Boulevard over the Sunol Grade to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Tom Baudet, sharpening my memory with word association. I read a word, then say the first thing that pops into my noggin. Like dark, that's easy. Light, dog, fuzzy. Handsome, thanks. And Motel 6, value. That's because we always save you money on a clean, comfortable room. And lowest price of any national chain is more than one word. I'm a stickler. Book online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called Four Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. Four ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now, 800-661-0600.
Savage Nation, summer show. Screw politics for the moment. This is Michael Savage. Exhaust mount, $3.01. Your price, $3.01. Handbrake pads, $24.72. Battery bolt, $4.75. Hold down, $18.95. I've never spent money and had more fun in my life, in my current life. I mean, what could I buy for that with this kind of fun? But Gary is like this mechanic. I mean, he's been here since, I'm playing Hard Day's Night because he's been here since 9 in the morning, under the car, in the garage, doesn't need a rack. The man could take anything apart and put it back together again. The thing is, I'm not the mechanic, but I enjoy being around it. I enjoy buying the parts and seeing them go in. Why? What is the psychological value? See, I don't want to take a car that's a complete wreck or rusted out. I can't do that. I don't have the patience for that. This one's gorgeous to begin with. It's a pretty car, okay? But it has issues. So if you can fix the issues with a little amount of money and a little amount of an investment of time and energy, It gives you a sense of satisfaction, like you made something that was nearly really good, really good. You're never going to make it perfect, because I don't want a Concours show car. I don't want to drive a car like that. It's too nerve-wracking. So I ask you, in America, we have an obsession with cars to begin with. And don't think we don't. You know, I look at new cars, you know, online all the time, and many of you do. What are they putting out cars with 628 horsepower for? Someone's buying them. What are they putting out cars with such tremendous displacement when there's a social move to have you drive some ugly little car that can't get out of its own way? Why? Why do people still want the power cars? And why do they still pay good money for them? And why do most men still want a powerful car? Why are most ads about speed and performance? Well, there's a reason for it, psychological reasons. And I think the same psychological reasons apply to fixing up a beautiful classic car and making it perfect, something that's good and making it very good. It's a sense of making something, coming back to life. You wish you could do it to yourself. Wouldn't you like to take a person born in 1955 or 1960 or 1970, for that matter, who already has a missing tooth and a few gray hairs? Let's say you were born around 1970. You know already what happened to your body no matter what you did. You know already that no matter how many times you worked out, the abs are not the washboard job. No matter what you did, your hair turned gray. No matter how many vitamins you took, you have issues. Why? Because you're a human being. And I think that, of course, we reflect ourselves in our machines. There's no question about it, whether it be a boat or a car. So I'm not talking about boats today because they're not as universally understood as cars. I'm a boat nut as well. But that's a whole different show, and I'm not going to get into that today. So he's fixing the car as I speak. He's in the garage as I speak, and I'm calling between breaks saying, did you get this in? Did you get that in? And he's reporting to me as we go. By the way, what kind of car do cheaters drive? Infidelity survey suggests cheaters prefer to drive Audis. A recent survey by Illicit Encounters, a UK-based dating website for married people looking to cheat, found that Audi is the most popular car make among its members. Of the 800,000 members surveyed, 22% said they drive Audis. BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Volvo are ranked second, third, and fourth most popular amongst cheaters. Earlier this year, another dating site for married cheaters found that most of its female members prefer to shop at Banana Republic. So if you guys are looking for a good time, go to Banana Republic and go to the Audi dealer and start kicking tires. By the way, you're going to ask me now about the bankruptcy in Detroit. Who can fix it? I would say hire Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. They do such wonderful things for the world. They ought to take over Detroit. They built so many wonderful things in their lives. Let them run Detroit.
Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully, I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO, starting with traffic northbound 680 over the Sunol Grade at Andrade. Getting reports of some big potholes in the right lane may have caused some damage to at least one car. Traffic already slow and go over the grade from Mission Boulevard. Northbound 880 slow out of San Jose. Really bogs down Montague Expressway up to Auto Mall. Southbound slow 237 down to Coleman. Southbound 101 slow and go in stretches before Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Southbound 87, earlier problem at Almaden. Traffic is backed up towards Highway 280. Further north, northbound 101, getting better, just slow. Really, eastbound 80 as you make your way from the split onto the lower deck. Upper deck still sluggish, pretty much start to finish into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Three Friday night bands on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. See a different band every Friday night for free. This Friday, see Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven. Full lineup at beachboardwalk.com.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop, swap.
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
with a New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
Twitter user Jer Falk tweeted, need a van, hashtag kids, hashtag road trip, hashtag weird smell. But Jer, we get it. At the Honda Summer Clearance Event, we've got great deals on the Odyssey. It's one of KBB.com's 10 best family cars, and it's loaded with standard features. We can't promise to fix that hashtag weird smell, but new car set should definitely help.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
For more information, visit KBB.com. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, by now you've heard that the markets are worried about the Fed, and this has caused mortgage rates to shoot upward. So who should you call to still get the lowest rate?
B of A? No. Wells Fargo? Chase? I don't think so.
Make the cash call. We'll read the bank's rates off their websites and tell you ours so you can judge for yourself. Apples to apples. Look, who's kidding who? The simple fact is you should refi with whoever is going to give you the lowest rate with no closing costs, period. Then if the rates come back down, you can refi again with no closing costs. Again, but you need to act now. So take 5 minutes and call us at 866-590-CASH. Or call your bank and tell them the Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed 3.25% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs and see if they can outshine that. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight. California Finance Lender Law License. NMLS 38512.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm putting my faith in the American people that they're waking up from this hypnotic trance known as Obamaism.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So when I'm in my garage, welcome back to the Savage Nation, and Gary's on his back underneath the car, and I'm saying, Gary, you sure that's not going to fall on you and kill you? He said, no, look, I put the braces under the axle. I said, thank God. I mean, this guy does it without a lift. He put in a bracket, and he put in emergency brake pads. They were cheap. I can't believe how cheap they were. I don't know how they can make them for that. But why did I buy a used British car when I'm banned in the UK? Why did I buy a Union Jack flag? Because I'm not going to stop loving Winston Churchill. I'm not going to stop admiring the British people because of the scoundrels that have stolen the country from them. Let me put it to you that way. It seems to be pervasive across the entire West that scoundrels have taken over every Western nation. Let me stop right there because I don't want to get too angry, too political at this moment. I'll save it for another day. What we're really talking about today, when I ask you, what do you get when you care for an old car or a classic car? What do you get out of it? And the answer is nostalgia. So David just sent me a report on nostalgia from an expert, a clinical psychologist. What is nostalgia good for? Quite a bit research shows. You ready for this? Nostalgia has been shown to counteract loneliness, boredom, and anxiety. It makes people more generous to strangers and more tolerant of outsiders. Couples feel closer and look happier when they're sharing nostalgic memories. They mean nostalgia in terms of memories. But, you know, taking care of an old car, rebuilding an old car from the ground up, if you're doing that, which I'm not doing, or in this sense, perfecting an older car, is a form of nostalgia. I'm back in the garage. I'm 18 years old. My fingers right now are a mixture of, they smell of a mixture of gasoline and Indian food. And I really tell you the truth, it's intoxicating. Teddy both gets a lick out of it and gets high off it at the same time. So I don't mind this. I enjoy it. I'd like to take some calls. What do you do with this stuff? Eugene on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. What do old cars do for you, Eugene?
Yes, hey, Michael, my brother OJ and I, we have five British motorbikes from a 58 Beezer to a 74 Norton Commando. We've had them since, like, 1978. And, you know, it gives us a common ground. He's a different personality, but he's the better mechanic than I am. And then also, you know, it's an area of endeavor. We've brought three of them back, kind of neglected condition, and we bring them back to stock. And, you know,
But what do you feel when you bring an old classic motorcycle back to stock condition? What do you feel?
Well, a sense of accomplishment, you know, just getting the right handlebars on one.
Thank you. That's right. Like ordering the right Lucas assembly for my, let's say, like my reverse, my license plate light didn't work, okay? So I ordered a whole bracket because I knew it wasn't bulbs. So then he found the wiring had to be remade. So the guy clipped and made wires for me today. Amazing guy. But nevertheless, I loved seeing the old bracket, the new bracket going where the old one was. It's pretty amazing to see him pull the tire apart and the trunk apart with wooden panels over the spare tire. Wood? In this day and age, an actual piece of wood from England?
Hey, you know, and the other thing, too, the wiring harness, the Lucas wasn't that bad at all. They just need to be maintained, number one. And number two, some of it had cracked. The positive ground on the batteries, they're able to do more stuff with the positive ground. It's reverse. But as long as a person learns the system, and that's what kind of give us that area of endeavor, you know. Like,
oh, of course, right. And it's a bit of a challenge. But, you see, overall, the car looks greater. I wouldn't have bought it. Let's start with that. Sure. I never would have touched it. I like to buy cars that are pretty good and then make them as perfect as I can. I don't want a show car because I wouldn't drive it. I have parking lot neurosis. I mean, whatever car I'm driving, I'm a parking lot neurotic. The family doesn't like it. I pull into a thing. I'm always lining up the parallel spot. I'm always getting mad in advance when I come out of a restaurant. I'm sure the guy dinged my door, and I'm ready to give him four flats. No, it's like the old Jackie Gleason joke with me. I come out of a restaurant. I haven't been able to eat for the last 30 minutes, positive that the door will have been dinged. And if I come out and it's a little dark and I see next to me is a Prius, I said, that's, before I even go near the door, I'm positive that I'm positive he dinged the door and I'm ready to do something to his car. And usually they never do. So I don't like to park near other cars because I'm afraid of the ding. I can't enjoy it. So it seems like I don't take it with me for that reason. I get parallel. Like I put it on the end of the lot, you know, where it can get carjacked. That's another thing. Like, oh, let's put it on the end of the lot where no one is so some kid can carjack it, right? Where's this lady from New York? WABC New York. I actually have a lot of listeners in my old stomping grounds. Sandra on WABC has an interesting story. Sandra, go ahead, please.
Yes, fabulous, Dr. Savage. You are fabulous and fun. And I'm restoring a 1988 Rolls-Royce. I've had several of these Rolls-Royces, and they're a little bit of a headache. But you bring me back to the day when you play the Latin music, and you're such fun. You're a genius, and I never expect this to come out of you about all the fun times and the Latin dancing. I did all that.
Oh, yeah, the Palladium and all of that. So I understand from the call screener that your dad owned a dealership in New York.
I've been listening to you many years and enjoying.
But Sandra, what car dealership did your dad own?
It started with Chrysler, General Motors, BMW, Jaguar. He was in Jamaica on Hillside Avenue.
Oh, my God. So you grew up in the car world. So when you restore an old car, are you thinking of your dad?
Yes, especially. And the good old days. And my uncle was a judge. And the glamour and the Copacabana and the beautiful, when you pulled up.
Oh, now when I hear judge and Copacabana, there's a little more to the family story.
Yes, it was a typical New York high life, wonderful life.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, but when you say judge and Copacabana, there's a little bit of a deep connection to the spaghetti world. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, that comes with it. But They're all gone.
If that's right, they're all gone. The whole world is different today. So, what do you get out of it? I mean, who repairs them for you, Sandra? You don't repair them yourself.
Oh no, no! I have wonderful mechanics, and they really—it's amazing. And you open the hoods on these cars. I had a 2+2 Jaguar. It was like the cigarette model, they called it when I was a young.
Yeah, the XKE, that's what I'm saying. Right now we're tinkering with an XKE two-door roadster, which was not the 2+2. Straight six, 4.2 liter, triple SU carburetors. That's what we have right now in the garage. Sandra, it's a pleasure. So your dad passed away, and every time you tinker with one of those cars, you go back in nostalgia. It's a little painful, correct? A little bittersweet for you?
It is a little painful because, you know, they used to say, I put my top down before I'd come to there was the Lido Golf Club, and before I'd pull up, I had this Jaguar XK150, a white one, and I had long blonde hair. I pulled back the top, so when I pulled up, they'd say, oh, there she is, and it was such fun.
So you were the belle of the ball in your day.
In my day, you know, forget it.
What do you mean in your day? You're not old. You can still be the belle of the ball. If you go down to Boca, I mean, you're a youngster.
Home there, too. My husband likes. We just let my daughter use it because we don't really, you know, the life is. They have a few nice restaurants and palm trees.
No, but the heat can kill you. Well, you got heat in New York right now. That's like Florida, 97 degrees during the day, right?
It is. It's killing. It's amazing.
I know, but, you know, everyone says, oh, there's heat in New York and on the East Coast. It must be global warming. No, schmuck. It's summer.
Right.
I mean, when I was a kid in the Bronx, we opened the fire hydrants, and they, no cops stopped you. The guys would come out with a wrench on Longfellow Avenue. I can remember to this day, we were poor kids. They'd open the fire hydrant. The water would gush out, and we'd jump in front of the fire hydrant and run around, and the cop on the beat would smile with the billy stick. No one got mad at you for doing anything that made sense in those days. The world is upside down. You hear what the Schmendrick mayor of yours is doing now? On the way out the door, what he wants to ban now? People from using escalators. He's saying they're using escalators is bad for their health. They should run up and down the stairs. Well, that would work really well for old people, wouldn't it, with knee injuries?
Right, right. I mean, it's just gone.
Well, what's happened that people have lost their common sense? There's no joy.
No,
there's no humor. There's nothing left that gives life that joy anymore.
No, you're so.
And that's why the young people, I'm sorry to tell you, have become drug addicts, and that's why they've become sex addicts. They can't find their kick anywhere else. In other words, I'm not kidding you. I mean, in my time, maybe, and maybe even now, a sense of humor could give you a kick.
Right.
A turn of a phrase can give you a kick. Why? It's been lost, I think, that ability to get a high off a joke, a high off a little jibe. They don't do it anymore. There's no jokes anymore. Everything's nasty.
Absolutely. And the music.
So one last question, Sandra.
Yeah.
You're still living in New York. You still remember the old days.
Oh, yes.
When you go out to a restaurant, what food is your favorite?
I love Italian food.
Everyone does. It's still America's favorite food. Isn't that interesting?
F, when you say
how cultures come to America, and each culture contributes something or other, with the exception of one that's come here and gives only hatred to the culture. Isn't that interesting? To the overall society. They've given nothing but hatred and death and threats. And it's very interesting to me. And we're supposed to believe that all cultures, all societies are equal. Well, we know that's not true because not all people are equal. Just look at the NFL. Not all people are equal. So how can we say all societies are equal? And not all cultural groups bring a positive to a society, incidentally. But that's too generic. It's a little off the topic. Let's stick to Obama and his family expected to vacation in Chilmark in a $7.6 million house. That's actually cheap, frankly. He's actually going downscale. I mean, for a guy like him, the president, he's only going to be in a friend's $7.6 million house. That's like on the lower end of the luxury line today. Yep, it is the Savage Nation. We are talking not about politics so much as about nostalgia in any way. And I'm asking about cars and what you do with them and this and that. Why do you do them? Let's take some calls, 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Maybe I'll get to politics eventually. All right, I'll give you some red meat. Let's do some red meat here. Let's go to the Savage Nation audio log. Oh, God, Trayvon Martin's father, poor man, no. Ben Carson, forget that, not interested. Boehner, immigration reform poses tricky path for Boehner. God. There's nothing that I really want to talk about. Syria I want to talk about. I would rather have grease on my hands and chicken fat on my lips than listen to John McCain. Carson City, Howie, you're on the Savage Nation. Carson City, Nevada. K-B-E-T, Carson City, Nevada. That's like immediate. You say Carson City, you know what I think of? Silver mines. Howie, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir, Silver, up in Virginia City. What I like is I got three old scouts now. I've had more, and both my grandpas worked for International Harvester, and I love those guys. One a mechanic, one a bookkeeper. And I get a lot of satisfaction out of fixing them up. But you know what? There's like six wires in the engine. They're hard to break. They're easy to fix.
Oh, you're talking about a very simple engine, very simple to maintain. I get exactly what you're saying. And of course, that gives you satisfaction because you can accomplish that. And I understand that everyone has their different level. I tend to like complicated puzzles. In some ways, this is much like a 1,000-piece puzzle. And most of the pieces are in place. Most of them are still good. But unfortunately, like with everything, there's some puzzle pieces missing, and I've had to order them. And I love when they arrive and you take them out of the box. Well, he says, oh, that's not the right switch. It's supposed to be a double rocker switch. You got a single rocker switch. I said, well, they converted it from a single to a double rocker. You know, I'm not saying little things. So then you have to reorder it. It's a challenge in a way. You know, I had a 1965 Cadillac convertible, which I auctioned off this year. I'm sorry I did because the government can't track it. There's no chips in it. I pay more for it than the guy bought it. God bless him. He took it to Alaska, I think. And I bought that car when I started in radio. I bought it in 1994. It was a 65 Caddy. It marked something in my life. I always wanted that car when I was a kid. I guess I would say I didn't really want it. My father wanted it. He was a poor man, and he always bought used Cadillacs. And it was sad in a way that he couldn't afford a new one. But, all right, he bought a three-year-old Cadillac. And I could remember to the day I die, the day he brought home a used 1955 Cadillac four-door, and he drove it. We lived in an attached house in Queens, New York. Attached brick, very much like British, black and white British movies of the 50s. In other words, a row house. But our driveway was not straight in. It was below the house, steep. So if you ever put a car in there in the winter, you didn't get it out till the summer. You could never take it out in the winter because it was too steep. So we didn't. So he must have bought the car that I'm thinking now in the summer because we drove it. He drove it down this driveway, put it in the garage, closed the door, and we two little kids, my sister and I, we went in that car and we sat and jumped up and down on the seats. We had never felt seats like that 55 Cadillac. We couldn't believe it. We touched every knob. We turned every window. We couldn't believe cars were like that. Cars, do kids still feel that about cars? I don't know. They sit in the back and watch some video show or on a screen. Do they even know what they're in? We love the car. So cars have had a big part in my life, but I admit I'm from another generation. I'm not going to say proudly or unproudly. It's not a matter of pride. I don't take my pride in what generation I'm from, and I don't derive my pride from things of that nature. I derive my pride from my own accomplishments, frankly. But nevertheless, it is a part of my life, cars, and the nostalgia of cars, I think, carries forward to this day. However, I must say to you, I went through a phase in my life where I turned on all of these things. Ah, bull. You know, I was like, I guess it was the anti-bourgeois phase. Maybe it was my plant collecting days. Maybe I don't know what it was. Oh, who needs a car? Big deal. And I drove a horrendous old Volvo, four on the floor. It was such a piece. Actually, it wasn't that bad a car. But I couldn't afford a better car. And you know what happens when you're poor? You start to take a false pride in your poverty. So a lot of people who are poor sneer at guys with better cars saying, who needs that garbage? I'm happy with my old four-on-the-floor Volvo. But he's not happy. One day, I got to tell you what happened, and I will the minute I come back, why I got rid of that Volvo right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
There's a vote of traffic. Oakland, eastbound 580 MacArthur Boulevard, crash center divide there. Look for some minor delays. Peninsula westbound 92 before Ralston had a crash blocking the right lane in the clearing stages. Northbound 101 still slow from Woodside Road up to Highway 92. Southbound 101 into San Jose slow. Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Northbound 880 slow. 237 Auto Mall Parkway. Northbound 680 heavy Mission Boulevard over the Snow Grade to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This Thursday through Sunday at Joseph A. Bank, it's one of the best business deals you'll ever make. 50% off the regular price of almost all suits and sport coats. And the second one of equal or lesser value is free. Mix and match. Two for half the price of one. And all signature dress shirts and signature ties are just 60% off. Plus, 60% off our entire stock of short sleeve sports shirts, polos, and shorts. A summer business deal that's really cool. 50% off and second free on almost all suits and sport coats. Plus, 60% off all signature dress shirts and ties, and 60% off all short sleeve sport shirts, polos, and shorts. That's quite a deal. Thursday through Sunday, only at Joseph A. Bank. Excludes traveler products. 60% off regular price.
Downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street, also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, Brentwood, and Market Street.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel.
It is Savage Nation Car Show. Obama doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. He's not in my mind. The evils of the Sharptons, the evils of the Jacksons, the evils of the Holders don't exist when I'm in that garage. I can care less about them. They're just a bad memory, frankly, and one day they'll be a bad memory in American history as far as I'm concerned. So you're saying, well, why do you absorb yourself in any hobby? Whether it, I don't know what your hobbies are. A lot of guys play golf. I don't play golf. A lot of people play tennis. I have a friend who plays tennis obsessively. He's had two heart attacks. He plays tennis anyway. I don't. It's to each his own, as they say. I just never got into it. I actually know why I don't play tennis or golf. They're too slow for me. The games are too slow. I mean, it's like watching glue dry. I can't do it. So you say, okay, that's a snotty thing to say. Whatever. Whatever. I just like, I'm not interested in watching a ball bounce on a field. I never was, and I never will be. She said, well, wait a minute. That's BS because, come on, you're with a car and the guy's there all day. You're in there with the grease on your hands. Is that a fast game? No, it's not fast. But in some ways, it appeals to me more, so I don't quite know what it is. Nostalgia is the issue. Why do we engage in nostalgia? Well, Dr. Sadika says it makes us a bit more human. And he says the first great nostalgist was Odysseus. You know Odysseus, you've heard of him in Greek mythology. He was an itinerant who used memories of his family and home to get through hard times. But the thing is many of us use nostalgia in many different ways, whether it be sharing family photographs, family stories. It's not an exercise in futility or in maudlinness. You don't have to be maudlin. I think you can have nostalgia and come out of it in a positive manner. Now, not everyone who is engaging in nostalgia is doing it through cars. Most people will do it through family stories. Like, oh, I remember when Dad and Mom were alive. Or, gee, remember when we were kids, if you're talking to your siblings. Remember when we were at the lake that time. Whatever it may be. That makes us more human. It makes us feel less afraid of death. It gives our life more meaning. We hold on to something that has meaning. We're not just a chicken that's going to die in a barnyard one day, okay? We have memories, dreams, reflections, as was written by old Dr. Jung, a personal friend of mine. No, I'm joking. But as you can see, I can go from cars and in a turn of a phrase go to Dr. Jung and remember what he wrote. If you like me to, I'll do that for you. But I never told you why I got rid of that Volvo 4 on the floor when I was poor and eschewed things bourgeois because I couldn't afford them. I pulled up at a stoplight to see, and a guy in a faster car beat me. At the next light, he looked over with a sneer and he said, hey, next time you race someone, get a faster car. I sold a Volvo. That was the beginning of my cure.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
It is July 18th, 2013. And you are listening to the one and only Savage Nation. We're not really doing politics, but as I said to you before, everything is political. If I am today talking about why do you own classic or old cars and fix them up as I'm doing today with grease and Indian buffet food on my fingertips all day in the garage from 9 in the morning, the mechanic underneath the car putting in parts, you know, the car was almost perfect to begin with, but now, you know, exhaust mount, handbrake pads, battery bolt, license lamp, map lamp, rocker switch, gasket, key fob. I even bought a Union Jack flag for $18.75 to hang in my garage. And it's ironic in the sense that I'm the only member of the American media banned from entering the UK because I'm blamed for things I didn't say. And even the things I did actually say are true, which, of course, as you well know, the truth is illegal in Britain. Only the truth saying some of the most horrible things you could imagine that the Islamists are saying in England are perfectly legal. But anyone who says anything against the Islamists is considered a threat to the public order. And that's how a society dies. And the day we reach that level in America, and we're not too far from it, is the day we too will die. Just as the British took the Union Jack off their British Airways jets many years ago, I'll never forget the day it happened. They took the Union Jack off their jets for fear that they would antagonize people when they flew into their countries the day the American flag is taken off our fire trucks, our police cars, and God forbid some other even military items, is the day you lost your nation. We're not too far from it in America today, not with this group of scoundrels and anti-Americans running things. So I don't want to talk about that. And I'm asking you, why do you own and care for an old or classic car? What do you get out of it? And we went to the issue of nostalgia, because ultimately it's about nostalgia. And the study that I can refer to is, really, you probably engage in nostalgia every day, once, at least once a week. What do we mean by that? Memories. Memories of the past, good memories. Or maybe the negative memories come first, but then they tend to end up well, thanks to help from someone close to you, according to those who have studied nostalgia. And so although you start thinking about the past and it's negative to begin with, maybe if you have a family friend who says, well, don't you remember when you went to the lake with your father? Don't you remember those days? So you end up feeling like you belong to a family. You have an affiliation with a family and a group. And then you become more humane towards others because you become part of the human experience or the human condition. At least that's what people who study nostalgia say. Now, what does that have to do with me playing or tinkering with an old car all day today with a mechanic under the car putting these parts in? Well, I've been talking about it. And I'm asking you to join in the conversation to talk about those things as well. It is summer. There's only so much we can take about Zimmerman and Obama and the demagogues who are about to try and burn America down this weekend with their hate and their spite. And so I would rather really focus on this for a bit tonight on the Savage Nation, especially since it is such a hot summer on the East Coast. We're blessed on the West, I got to tell you. I'm wearing winter clothing. The sun is out, and it's cool. I've got coolness on my face here in the San Francisco area. Gorgeous. The weather doesn't get any better in this world than it does in San Francisco by and large, which is one of the reasons I stay here. So let's go right to the calls on the Savage Nation. Jim on WABC, you're the first up this hour. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm calling in about the nostalgia in old cars. My father has a 49 Dodge, and I recently just bought a 1991 Buick Riviera. And there's something about going to the car shows around here and talking with the people and sharing stories about the cars and just being the camaraderie around fellow car enthusiasts in this area. And we travel to Hershey, Pennsylvania, as far as Carlisle, and even Macungie. They put on a big car show. And it's just amazing how many people are into the car hobby around this area in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's very American, and you don't hear much about it. It's the real America. It's the America that hates Obama, incidentally. Obama is the antithesis of what we're talking about. Do you know that? Obama's been a lifetime political activist who never had a moment in his life for anything along these lines. I can guarantee you he's never tinkered with a carburetor. I can guarantee Obama's never gotten his hands dirty. I can guarantee Obama's never put a light bulb in a house. Obama has had the skids greased for him from the day he was born, and that's why he's president. He doesn't even understand the toils of the average person, nor the satisfactions of the average person. And so let's talk amongst ourselves, thanks for the call. We're the little people. We're not the great people like Eric Holder in plain English. They're the great people, the wonderful people. If you get to join in the conversation about on this topic, 855-407. Actually, you know, I got to tell you something. I just called a mechanic who's been putting the things in for me. You know what he told me? I'm taking this deal to court. No, I'm going to tell you right now. What a liar he is. And the mechanic? I bought it sight unseen, so I got what I deserved. Okay, it was. I won't tell you where because I don't want to give it away. It was in the state, but far away. I didn't have the time to fly there. Looked good on the internet. The dealer had a good reputation, according to people I checked with. Yeah, right. Like an auto dealer has a good reputation. Would you buy a used car from this man? Yeah, right. So the mechanic says to me on the phone many times, I said, look, before I bought it, I said, does it have any leaks? Oh, no, there are no leaks. Okay, he just found a fuel leak. He found this leak or that leak. He didn't have to get these gas. But worse than that, the damn mechanic, before I bought it on the phone, says to me, I tightened every bolt under the car because older cars tend to loosen up. I said, that's great. Are there any leaks? No. Need anything? No. He says to me, what a liar he is. He says, no one could tighten every bolt under a car. Moreover, he said, Michael, I have a little bad news for you. It's not that bad news. He said, your front right motor mount is crushed. I said, what? In addition to having some of the safety items not working, this SOB sold me a car with a crushed motor mount. He said, yes. All right. So I look, I could order the motor mount. The guy could put it in with about an hour's worth of labor because he's honest and he can do it. So it's not the end of the world. But I'm giving you an example of what goes on in this world. No matter where you go in the world, there is deceit. And there's also good people. The dealer is a deceitful piece of garbage, and I'll let him know that when I get around to it, either through my lawyer or the small claims court. And the mechanic is as honest as the day is long. This guy was on his back from 9 o'clock in the morning, fixing, doing, and he works by the hour. He didn't ask for anything more. He didn't try to, you know, ream me on the price of his labor. And I'm very satisfied overall with the project because, by and large, the car runs and sounds great. These are little things. At the end of the day, the whole thing will cost me a few thousand dollars, but I'll have a car that I really like, an older car that eventually I'll get bored of and put in the garage or sell. It's the way thing. It's a hobby. It's that simple. Some men like boats, some like planes, some like golf, some like tennis. God knows what people do. All I can tell you is that it's certainly a lot healthier than some of the indulgences that people can engage in this day and age, and it certainly takes me away from the despicable politicians that we have running everything today. Let me take some calls on the Savage Nation. I'm getting an awful lot of them out of the East Coast for some reason. George on WABC has an amusing tale for you. Go ahead, George. I'd like to hear it.
Okay. Hi, Michael. I owned a Jag XKE 2+2, beautiful red. The dealer guaranteed everything, including warranted the rebuilt transmission. I get in the car, start it up, brought it up to about 3,000 RPM because I wanted to leave some gravel. Dropped it into low, and the car went flying in reverse into a brick wall.
Oh. Now, are you sure you didn't shift it into reverse by accident?
No.
Because I'll tell you, reverse on the four-speed is all the way to the left and down.
It wasn't the four-speed. It was the automatic.
Oh, my God. You put it in forward, and it went backwards?
Yeah, I popped it down.
Oh, wait, are you sure it wasn't a Yiddish car?
And it went backwards.
That's an old joke. It's an old joke from New York where the newspapers, the Jewish newspapers, you read them backwards. So the old joke used to be amongst the old men that I hear as a little kid. Why do you read the forwards backwards? That's what kids would say to ride their old men. How come you read the forwards backwards? It was a funny joke in those days, but it was actually very delightful. So did the dealer take the car back?
No, let me tell you the punchline. I got out of the car, gave him the keys, walked over to a 68 Corvette convertible, got in, told him, bring me the keys. He brought me the keys. I started the car up. I drove it off the lot with no plates, and I told him I'll pick up the papers tomorrow.
And that was the end of your Jaguar experience.
Yeah, he didn't say boo. He didn't say boo. I came back. He had plates for me. He had the Reggie everything for the Corvette, and I couldn't have been happier.
Well, there you go. I should have bought a new Corvette. 855-400-7282. I can tell you this. This is going to make me love new cars even more than ever. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. with prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, ugh, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you, they're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochavihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We are indulging ourselves in America before these demagogues got control of the nation's wheelhouse. And one day they will be gone from the scene and we can have America back. Let me show you the alpha and omega of people in the country today. An NAACP chapter president writes this on Facebook where he says, think logically and not racially, and the demagogues are calling for his firing. Did you hear what I just said? A man, an intelligent man from the Hampton Roads, Virginia NAACP chapter, was asked to step down after he wrote a message on Facebook urging people about the Zimmer trial to think logically and not racially. Now, compare that with the demagogue, a man who's made his living through hate his entire life, Jesse High Jackson, who says treat Florida as an apartheid state. Well, he's calling for a boycott of the state. I think that's a good idea, because if his followers would boycott Florida, they might have less crime. Does that work for you? 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Let's go to the callers on the program. Rochester, New York, WHAM. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, your story sounds so much like my story. I had to call you. These cars bring back such memories. If they could only talk, the stories they could tell. I didn't restore, but I had a 64 Impala Super Sport with a 409, so you played the appropriate song a few minutes ago, the Beach Boys. It was right in a barn in this farmhouse. They were selling all the cars. It needed a transmission. So my mechanic, like yours, told me, Paul, or Bob, you get this car, I will find a transmission for you, put it in. The joy, he found it. It was a Powerglide two-speed transmission. We put it in. The car roars down the street. It came with straight pipes that year. We're just driving it. It's like,
so what you're saying is you enjoyed taking something that was dormant and making it alive again.
Absolutely. The best thing that I ever did in my life, one of the best things in my life.
Well, so no, it was a hobby for you. It got your mind off the world, off your problems, off mortality, off aging, whatever.
When I went driving, it just was the most relaxing time of my life, going on a Sunday afternoon, taking
it's unbelievable. You see how important cars are in people. To this day, I don't care, hippies, global warming, Obama, Holder, demagogues, racist, haters, you get away from them with your hobbies. And when you indulge yourself with the things that you really engage you, I do it with boating till now. And, on my boat, it's a whole different world. I wouldn't even dare to touch that thing. That thing has twin 1,050 horsepower Caterpillar turbo diesels that are amazing to look at. When I first bought that boat, I sat in the engine room. It's a stand-up engine room. I would sit down there with a glass of with a beer, and I would wonder at the marvel of the people who could design an engine, build an engine, install an engine, make an engine run. I marvel at man's genius when I look at engines. I've always been fascinated by engines to begin with. So I'm in love with the internal combustion engine. I realize that makes me an enemy of the state. Incidentally, there's an interesting story about Obama's completely corrupt. And I must find this story. I don't know what I did with it. I have to find this story. I must find this story, but I think I'm not going to find this story because I don't really want to find it. And here it is. Billions spent in Obama climate plan may be virtually useless, study suggests. And it's not a left-wing, right-wing. And that came out from his own National Research Council. They spent millions of dollars to examine the relationship between Obama's policies regarding climate change policy and the actual reduction of greenhouse gases. And guess what they concluded? Exactly what we all know to be true from this fraud, which is that billions were spent in Obama climate plan, maybe virtually useless, study suggests. So how much did Obama actually steal from you in terms of billions? The number is very high, and I want to give you the exact number. The results were very, very low, which you can probably figure out. And who benefited from it? The very same cronies who were screaming about global warming day and night. The full cost of the study was unable to make entirely clear how much Obama has ripped off, but it estimated that the federal government has spent some $48 billion in the past 2 years on tax expenditures. What does that mean? Subsidies, credits, and other incentives related to the energy sector. Now, who would get that? Companies like General Electric. Companies that get these kickbacks, in other words, under the guise of helping the environment, are just helping themselves to a healthier profit margin. So that's why we're indulging ourselves, as America seems to go down the drain under this corrupt regime. We are talking about cars, nostalgia, and things of that nature. So as I just say, the car, he just took it for a ride and gave me a call. He said, everything's really fine, motor mount, not a big deal. You'll order it. I can jack it up and do it in your garage. I mean, that's an amazing mechanic. Do you know what it would cost in a dealership if you brought in the guys, oh, the motor mount is gone? Say, oh, I don't want to touch that car, right? Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, this deal is going to have a little problem with me when I get down to it, because apparently it's fraud in California to sell a car with safety items that were either omitted from the description. And hey, did I tell you I hired a guy who was a so-called inspector with a certification who told me everything was fine in writing, and he didn't find any of these things. He has a little liability, doesn't he? Well, we'll have to see where it all ends up, but that becomes the negative part of the positive. And I don't even know if it's worth, well, I do know it's worth it because I'm going to have someone else do it, not me. I don't think it'll take away my joy, but it will jaundice somewhat my involvement in this thing. 855-407-282, Savage Nation, talking about cars. WABC in New York. Lou, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage. This is a first-time owner of a Citroën, a French Citroën.
You had a Citroën, one of those Citroën, what, the Citroën Maseratis?
No. Earlier than that, it was the DS.
Oh, I remember those cars. They were so ungainly. They always reminded me of a termite with tires.
Well, let me tell you, that was the best car I've ever owned.
Isn't that something? The French could build cars in those days. I would never guess. They looked like termites on wheels.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We look at traffic. Have an accident westbound 84 before University Avenue as you come off the Dumbarton Bridge. No lane information at the moment, but a little bit of a delay starting to develop. Northbound 101 before Shoreline. Have a crash. That one is off to the right shoulder. And southbound 87 for Capital Expressway in San Jose. A new accident. Second lane from the left. Multiple cars. Traffic on 87 has been slow all day because of various problems. Northbound 880 still slow and go out of Milpitas. 237 up to Auto Mall Parkway. Northbound 680 still sluggish from Durham over the Sunol Grade to Andrade. And in and out of San Francisco, eastbound 80 slow. 101 onto the lower deck. Upper deck sluggish from the island into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration, He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Orsinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Orsinelli.com. Dr. Orsinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Right now, receive up to 350 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient with Dr. Orsinelli. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 7/31/13.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about nostalgia. We're talking about cars. And it's a comfortable topic, but in a way, everything is political. When I do a health show, it's political. As you well know, it's political. Look what he did with health. As you know, that's the first thing that every communist does is install socialized medicine. But that wasn't enough for him. No, he took over General Motors, took over the healthcare system. He's only just gotten started spying on all Americans. That's not enough for him and Eric Holder. To take your guns away, take your flag away, take your language away, take your culture away. That wouldn't be enough for these two. So that's why I say I'm not going to eat my heart out tonight. I'd rather talk about the car story. I've been working all day with the mechanic. Detroit files for biggest bankruptcy in U.S. history. Chapter 9 in federal court today. Laying the groundwork for a historic effort to bail out a city that is sinking under billions of dollars in debt and decades of mismanagement. Population flight and loss of tax revenue. Now let's analyze why Detroit is sinking under billions of dollars in debt. Check Obama. Decades of mismanagement. Check Obama. Population flight, check Obama. Loss of tax revenue, check Obama. Everything that has been done to Detroit is being done to America by Obama and his cronies who think the same way those who have run Detroit off the highway have mismanaged Detroit. Now, who's going to bail out Detroit? Who's going to run Detroit? Well, I would suggest that they hire Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to run Detroit since they're well known for creating things and giving things to society that are positive. We all know all of the businesses that Sharpton and Jackson have built have thrived, and we all know they've contributed so wonderfully to America that I would nominate Sharpton and Jackson to run Detroit. Questions for the Savage Nation. It's being reported that the president and his family are going to be spending their summer vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Well, what can I say to you? He deserves a vacation. After all, he's been a very busy man. He came back from his vacation in Africa, $100 million forgotten already. And he forced the extremist Latino into the labor secretary's position, and the Republicans caved in today. The Republicans agreed to end blockades against votes on 7 nominations, permitting Obama to appoint one of the most extremist people in the history of the Justice Department, Mr. Perez, to now run the entire Labor Department. Very bad for business. If you think Detroit is bad, you're right. But what happened in Detroit will happen on a federal level under this gang that can shoot very straight indeed. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Cars are the story, but we can do politics as well. Bill on WABC, go ahead, please. You're up on this hot night on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I got a pretty good story for you. I got a 58 Chevy in 1964. I was about 17 years old. My neighbor sold it to me for $400. It was a 348 three deuces convertible, and I got caught by the police running around town with it when I didn't have a license. I eventually became a policeman, and I learned from those guys because they just kicked my butt and took me home instead of locking me up.
Uh-huh.
And,
but did they give you a good shellacking first?
Yes.
Yeah. See, but that saved you from a life of crime.
Yeah, well, I learned to be a policeman from those guys. You know, I had a couple of run-ins.
Well, I got to tell you the truth. I grew up in Queens. Okay, it wasn't a tough neighborhood, but it was a neighborhood. And we had a police station nearby. And I got to tell you something. Every time any of us tried to act like punks, the cops scared the hell out of us and kept us in line.
Well, I grew up in Queens also. I grew up in Manhattan, but we moved to Ozone Park in 62. And I lost that Chevy on a race to a bridge with a girl one night. And being chivalrous, I let her go because she hit me first. And I never saw the car after that because I couldn't afford to get it out of the yard.
So are you still into cars to this day, Bill?
Sure.
Bill, are you still into cars or you just drive a Prius now with an Obama-Biden bumper sticker?
You know, I work on my new 58 Chevy convertible not to erase the nausea when I see Obama or Holder on TV.
Yeah, these guys really have it in for the country, don't they? There's not a decent feeling that comes off them for the average American. Everything they do is meant to make people hate the country. I never saw anything like this.
You know, Mike,
there's not a thing these guys do to make you feel good about America. How did they get where they are? How did this happen? Thanks for the call. I don't want to do this. I can't go into this. It's too much for me. Rochester, New York, Jamie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'm kind of an ASP, you could say, and my goal in life is to work my way up to like a 1959 Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud, that great hooded beauty, blue and gray paint, and I think that, you know, that keeps me focused on a goal and striving, so I hope...
You want to buy a used one. They're not that expensive, you know. An SC1 is how much?
I've seen them anywhere in bad shape, 15,000 up to, God, 70 in mint, so...
But remember, the upkeep is enormous on them, meaning this guy that's doing my car is basically a used Rolls and Bentley mechanic, and I don't have a Rolls or a Bentley. He told me that the brake pads you paid $47 for would cost $160 for a Rolls Royce. So you're in for quite an experience if you're going to get into that, you know, repair game. You have to be prepared for that. See, but you need a goal if that's what you want. They're fun. They're fun goals. Maybe it doesn't mean anything to anyone. At a certain point in your life, what means anything? And I think it's kind of sad, frankly, when a man reaches a point where nothing matters to him, to be honest with you. You got one foot in the grave. I consider myself lucky that I have any interest in anything at all, given that the world is what it is today, right? I mean, I'm interested in politics. I have been since I'm 18 years old, maybe 17. I've been interested in politics since I'm 17, I would say. But how much can you take of it? At a certain point, how much can you take of it? So maybe he's all right. So he's an old white guy living in the past. You know what? You want to marginalize me like that? Do so at your own risk, because I am not living in the past, my friend. You will be left on the ash heap of history, not me. I'm part of the future because I'm part of the past. And only those who know their past know which way the future lies. And you can write that down and take it to the bank. Those of you who think that you're not locked in the past are going over the cliff like a bunch of lemmings. I'm not going with you. 855-407-2822. Let's take the callers on this show. Las Vegas, Harry, KBET in Las Vegas. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Savage. I will tell you that I drive a 1959 Ford Ranchero every single day.
It's your daily driver?
With chrome. It's dripping with chrome, and it's loud, and it's big, and I love it.
What happens when you go past an Obama-Biden bumper sticker on a car? Do they look at you with hatred?
Okay. I swear to God.
Every time I see an Obama-Biden bumper sticker, a piece of violence runs through my head. It's not that they voted for them. It's that they have a self-righteousness about themselves. I said, even with the NSA spying, these liberal morons still are proud that they voted for them? Why? What are they proud of? What are they proud of? I ask myself, are they that stupid? They don't know what this gang is? They're that proud of the spying on Americans?
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how stupid they are, in plain English. And yet there's an awful lot of them. There's an entire group of them that have managed to gain control of the country. Well, they haven't outlawed these cars yet. I think that's on their list. I would think that would be on their punch list. Let's see. Socialized medicine? Check. Gay marriage? Check. Let's see. Taking over General Motors? Check. Let's see. Nationalizing the auto industry? Nationalizing health care? Let's see. Check that. Check that. Oh, seizing guns? Couldn't get that one done yet, but hey, we still got 3.5 years. Let's see what else is on our punch list. Let's see. Outlawing the internal combustion engine? Nah, not yet. They're not ready for that. We can't make the cars run on banana peels. Maybe we could outlaw any engine that's larger than 1.5 cc's. Check. You go to work on that, Tom. Maybe you can take care of that one. Maybe we could all be pulling rickshaws. That might be a good way to go, Barry. What do you think about that? You know, Eric, I don't think they'll go for the rickshaw idea yet, but it's not a bad idea. In fact, in San Francisco, a lot of young white guys are pulling rickshaws, and they're pulling visitors from China around in the back of the rickshaw. Now, that's what I call progress, Eric. I often wonder about that when I see young white guys who can't get jobs pulling Chinese tourists around in rickshaws in San Francisco. I say to myself, my, what an interesting world we're living in. Very interesting world indeed. 855-400-7282, Alabama. Steve, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I just wanted to say I'm an African-American Republican who took me 3 months to get over the election, finally got over it, and now we're into the Trayvon Martin thing. And I know you're talking about cars tonight, but I just wanted to say how much I enjoy your show and how much I really respect your opinion. You have moved to place number one. There's an old guy by the name of Barry Farber who you may be too young to know, but...
Oh, no, no. Barry was a great guy. I remember him. He was wonderful. I grew up with guys like that. He's still around, I believe. He's still putting out the vibration. But, Steve, I think you were calling about my comments on the Trayvon Martin case, and I don't know what you thought of them.
Well, I just think that you were the only Republican that got it right, and I was really curious. I wanted to know why you thought everybody else missed it on the Republican side. I mean, you...
Let me say this. First of all, I'm a conservative, independent. I've never been a Republican. If you are, God bless you, but I'm not. I'm not a party man, and leave it at that. If you are, good for you. I have nothing against anyone who's a Republican. I'm not. I'm not a party guy. The reason I got it right and everyone got it wrong is because they're group thinkers, and they knew that their audience was basically white guys who were frustrated with Obama. They knew that they had to take Zimmerman's side. That's number one. Now, many of them did it because they felt Zimmerman was right. I analyzed it from a humanistic point of view, not from a political point of view. And I would think also that my years, I have to say it like it is, my years living with black people in the islands, my years teaching children who were black in an all-black school has given me empathy for human beings where I don't really put people into a category until I get to know them. At least I try not to. I'm as human as the next man. But the thing is, I saw him as a human being, and then I analyzed this. I said, let's see, one guy had a gun, one didn't. One survived. Who had the gun and one didn't. The guy without the gun didn't survive, so it bothered me. But then if you look at it from the point of view of legalistically, from the law, of course the determination was correct because the prosecutor overreached by demanding murder one or murder two. And he should have demanded manslaughter two and he would have had a conviction. That was his problem from the get-go. That's my opinion. And there's another element, which is, when you look back on the whole case, and I hope we can put it behind us soon enough. I didn't even want to get into it tonight. I wanted to stick to cars. You look at Trayvon Martin's parents. They're very decent people. They're good Christian people. They're nice people. They're not engaging in hate and anger. I thought that spoke a lot about him as a person. Do you follow me? I mean, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I follow you all the way.
Yeah. In other words, I didn't see them coming out screaming like Sharpton, who has nothing. You know, Sharpton has nothing engaged with the Trayvon Martin. He's using it to gain something for himself. Or Jackson, you think he cares about Trayvon Martin? He stepped on these people his whole life to get his silk suits. So, you know, we all have nausea for them. We all know who they are and what they are. But the thing is that Trayvon Martin's parents look like nice people. And looking back, you know, you have to have compassion for them in plain English. And that's the reason I came to it, Steve. I lost a lot of people who don't like me anymore because of it, incidentally. They don't like me. They said, why didn't you go along with the program? Basically, you're a traitor. What traitor to what? I don't think according to racial lines. I think along either human lines or along legalistic lines. And I thank you for the call. That opens up one line at 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com, and Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 7783.
Don't you love those unexpected auto repair bills? It's a fun process. Your car breaks down, you take it into a service shop, they tell you what's wrong, and then you cry when you see what it will cost to fix. But you pay it because you need your car. Well, stop crying. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 2001 or newer, auto repair bills can be a thing of the past. That's right, you might not have to pay one penny to have your car repaired again. For free information, call National Auto Warranty today. Listen, take this phone number down or store it in your cell phone, but call today to see if your car qualifies. 1-800-547-6420. You must have an auto made from 2001 or newer, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be paid for you. Call National Auto Warranty today at 1-800-547-6420 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Call 1-800-547-6420 for free information. That's 1-800-547-6420.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie Carnegie quote is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Well, we think that the Department of Justice does have an action that it should pursue. I think there'll be a civil suit filed. That is another action. No doubt the request to the inclination to boycott Florida, to stop conventions, to isolate Florida as a kind of apartheid state, given this whole stand your ground laws. Homicides against blacks have tripled since this law has been in existence. Now, more homicides and more guns make us less secure. And so that will be all, and I hope all the acts remain disciplined, dignified, and nonviolent.
I'll turn it off. So the demagogue, Jesse Hijacks, and I call him that affectionately, because I think he's hijacked America ever since he stepped onto the scene after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. He is a disgrace. And now he's calling for a boycott against the entire state of Florida and no conventions. Well, you know, there might be a silver lining, because if the followers of Jesse Jackson will not hold conventions in Florida and will not go there, I would think that there'd probably be less crime. That would be my suspicion. Now, I want you to hear the opposite of this man, the alpha and omega of people on this subject. Let's go to Dr. Ben Carson on the George Zimmerman trial regarding the Trayvon Zimmerman issue.
You know, when I look at a case like this, I try to look at it from both points of view. And, you know, I grew up in the inner city, Detroit and Boston. And in inner city, if you're walking down the street by yourself late at night and someone starts following you, you go into a fight or flight mentality.
Absolutely right.
And I'm
right.
Sure that that may have played some role in Trayvon's actions.
Right.
From the point of view of George Zimmerman, you're the night watchman. There's been a lot of crime. You see somebody that you don't know. He did the appropriate thing by calling the police. Perhaps not the appropriate thing by, you know, following him.
Right. So I have the same opinion as Ben Carson. And we don't have to relive the case. I don't want you to call me traitor for taking. I have my opinion. You have yours. I'd rather talk about old cars than talk about that. So now there's a crime wave in Los Angeles. Let's go mess up Hollywood for Trayvon. This is on the Drudge Report. 17 arrested in protest. Beverly Hills traffic jam. The rabble is being roused by the hijacksons and the sharp tongues. And there's going to be no end to this. They're going to keep this going. It's right out of Animal Farm. If you're a red Animal Farm, they go on about Trigger. Remember when the horse dies? They keep doing nostalgic stories about the dead animal on the farm so that they can cash in. Remember how that worked with the pigs on the farm? You didn't read Animal Farm? You don't know how socialism works? Well, George Orwell, one of the great writers of the last century, wrote Animal Farm. He wrote a lot of wonderful fables. But in Animal Farm, well, he wrote Animal Farm because he had been a socialist in the 30s until he found out what socialism was and who the actual leaders of socialism were. They were gangsters. And so then he became a vehement anti-socialist. And he figured the best way to reach the masses was to write a fable, and he wrote Animal Farm. And it's about a group of animals who take over a farm and kill the farmer to achieve freedom. And what happens after the animals take over the farm by killing the farmer is that some animals declare themselves more equal than others. And they continuously use lies and deception to maintain their power. And eventually the animals who kill the farmer are seen inside the farmhouse wearing the farmer's clothing, eating the farmer's food, and smoking the farmer's pipe. You get the picture, don't you? You sort of get the picture, don't you? Yeah, I hope so. If not, read Animal Farm, either for the first time or read it again. It's as good a book as nostalgia is for old cars. It's about old literature in some ways. Some literature is never old. Some literature is classical.
And I think Animal Farm will live a very long time. There are other books that belong in that category in your library, but I don't need to go into books right now. I'd rather stick to electrodes and fuses and light bulbs and fixtures and motor mounts and pipes. And I got to tell you, I've had a wonderful day today. It has been a hard day's night. Could you play a hard day's night for me? I mean, what could be better than to have a slight sore throat from the smell of carbon monoxide in your garage? From starting the car in the garage, and no matter what fan you put on, it still smelled. What is better than buying an old car that has a little bit of a fuel leak in it? So when you come in the garage, it stinks. Makes you want a new car, is what it is. See, a new car. Okay, it's enough, right? See, a new car is like a computer. It's supposed to be like a computer that never fails you. You want to get in a new car. You want to press the button. You want to get in it and drive it, not think about it. That's nice, too. Most people see their cars as a vehicle, and I get that. I enjoy that as well. But there's a part of me that still wants to tinker and work with the guy who is really doing the work, who can actually take a carburetor apart, put in a new float, and make it work. It's an amazing thing to watch. Something that's nearly, let's say, quite excellent, become excellent when you get through with it. And then once it's excellent, I'll put it in the garage and forget about it, probably auction it off in a few years, maybe 20 years from now. Well, let's stop right here. I don't want to think about 20 years from now. I'd rather not think about tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow when I have only today, today and today to think about. And remember this, my grandfather, Ecclesiastes, said to me, of the making of talk shows, there is no end. This is the Savage Nation. More Across America coming up right now on your local affiliate.
Savage. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Miles of walking you did with the sweet potato in your pocket. We all heard that story.
Excuse me? My mother repeated
it just yesterday.
She walked with a sweet potato in her pocket? I have no comment. That's the first lady of the United States of America who has an opportunity to go out there and call for nonviolence and calm. Instead, she's talking about walking to school with a walking school bus. If you think she's not part of the problem, my friends, well, here's some stories I haven't gotten to yet on the Savage Nation. Remember Rubio, the ice cream man? The illiterate moron they found in the streets of Miami selling ice cream? That's an imaginary story. And they made him a senator because his last name ends in an O. The one who was used as a stooge by the Democrat Republican Socialist Party USA to push so-called immigration down the throats of America. He has not said a word about immigration bill since it passed because his support among Republicans, conservatives, and independents has disappeared. Thank you, Rubio. Here's a story that may put things in context. In San Francisco, there's a thing called bar pilots. Every city with a bay has bar pilots. What they do is they navigate giant container vessels, oil tankers, and cruise ships in and out of the bay area when they enter the waters. You want to hear how much they make? Are you looking for a good job in these tough times? How about 1 week on, 1 week off for $400,000 a year? I didn't say 40. 1 week on, 1 week off for $400,000 a year and a pension of $170,000 after 20 years of having fun on the bay. There are 60 of them, marine pilots, and they navigate these big ships once they enter the bay. It's, all cities have them. And things go wrong, okay? And they're making $400,000 a year and $170,000 in pensions, and they want more. The pilots' demand for pay increases over the next 4 years would bring their annual income to $530,000 a year. What? The bar pilots in San Francisco are independent contractors, and they're paid according to the tonnage their ships carry. Their annual pay had shot up from approximately $250,000 in 2002 to close to $500,000 on average in 2006. How is that possible? Unions. Unions raping the public. So they're not happy with the $400,000 a year. According to this article, they want $530,000 annual pay for the pilots. Did you hear this? Do you hear what's going on in this country? the pensions that they want that the ship owners would have to pay and for which the ship owners would be responsible would be about $250 million in cost to the ship owners. That's the liabilities according to the study. That's San Francisco for you, ruined by the unions. The bar pilots are making $400,000 a year and a pension of $170,000 after 20 years for 1 week on, 1 week off. But that's not enough for them. They're highly skilled professional mariners, and they do really well, said Mike Jacob, vice president of the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association in San Francisco, which represents ship owners and marine terminals operating on the West Coast. And because that's what we expect, we pay them really well. I wonder what pilots from China would charge or pilots from Mexico would charge. You think they would charge $400,000 a year to drive a ship in the bay? Don't know. Isn't America great? I've tried to distract you with some reality. There's many other stories, by the way. Who's taking over Homeland Security? One of the greatest changes in our life, in our current political system is occurring right now. The controversial, the complete failure in Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano suddenly announced her retirement on Monday, where she's going to go now and ruin the University of California system, just like she ruined the Department of Homeland Security. She failed us with the Boston Marathon bombing. One great failure after another. So you have to ask yourself, why is Obama getting rid of her? No one knows why she announced her retirement. No one would give up a job like that. Nobody would give it up. Why is she being forced out? You'll never learn the reason. Why? Well, who's going to take her place? Well, some of them are really great people, such as New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who's a strong candidate to replace outgoing Homeland and Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Even Senator Upchuck Schumer recommended Kelly for the position. That's a good thing, isn't it? McCall of Texas said that Thad Allen, a retired commandant of the Coast Guard, and Bill Bratton, who formerly led the police departments in Boston, L.A., and New York, could gain the trust of House Republicans. I'm against Bratton. He became a PC policeman long ago, which is how he rose up the chain of command, incidentally. See, that's the problem with all of these potential candidates, with the exception, I think, of Ray Kelly, who I think would allow me to sleep better at night, because I don't think he would turn the apparatus of the Department of Homeland Security against Americans who have nothing in their record to indicate any reason to be suspect other than they love America and they're patriots. Let me stop right there because I don't want to get too angry, too political at this moment. I'll save it for another day. What we're really talking about today, when I ask you, what do you get when you care for an old car or a classic car? What do you get out of it? And the answer is nostalgia. So David just sent me a report on nostalgia from an expert, a clinical psychologist. What is nostalgia good for? Quite a bit research shows. You ready for this? Nostalgia has been shown to counteract loneliness, boredom, and anxiety. It makes people more generous to strangers and more tolerant of outsiders. Couples feel closer and look happier when they're sharing nostalgic memories. They mean nostalgia in terms of memories. But, you know, taking care of an old car, rebuilding an old car from the ground up, if you're doing that, which I'm not doing, or in this sense, perfecting an older car, is a form of nostalgia. I'm back in the garage. I'm 18 years old. My fingers right now are a mixture of, they smell of a mixture of gasoline and Indian food. And I really tell you the truth, it's intoxicating. Teddy both gets a lick out of it and gets high off it at the same time. So I don't mind this. I enjoy it. It's the Savage Nation. Take it or leave it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-251-6323. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-251-6323. 1-800-251-6323. 1-800-251-6323.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Colavita olive oil and balsamic vinegar products. Colavita is America's best-selling Italian extra virgin olive oil. Cold-pressed from the best fruit of the olive tree, it's the natural juice squeezed from the Italian olives one day after the harvest. Colavita balsamic vinegar is the perfect proportion of sweet and sour and will offer your taste buds a full and rich flavor with a variety of shadings. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Rayleigh's, and Bel Air Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekins Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
But I think the jury made the right decision based on the evidence presented, because the prosecution inadvertently set the standard so high that the jury had to be convinced that it was a deliberate act by Zimmerman, that he was not at all defending himself, and so forth. It's not a moral question. It was a legal question.
He's been right twice in his lifetime. Once when he decided not to run again for the presidency because he couldn't, and second when he agreed that the Zimmerman trial was based on the law, not upon the demagoguery of Jesse High Jackson and the other demagogues who should be imprisoned for what they're trying to do to this country. How much more can this poor country take is what I ask myself every day when we have corporate pirates at the highest level. Now, don't think I'm knocking corporations. I'm not knocking the corporate piracy that exists. I'm talking about the big companies like GE, Google, Microsoft, who don't pay their fair share of taxes. Those are the corporate pirates who have destroyed this country. And make no mistake about it, they're the reason we have Obama in power. He's their stooge. They make the rules, and they pick the politicians. And that's how they get away with paying zero or very low taxes and getting the advantages that they need to keep taking, you know, taking home the bacon in the inordinate way. They love this circus of the Zimmerman case. So no more do people pay any attention to their low taxes or zero taxes. How much more can my poor country take? The fact is I don't know. Many people say, could it survive the 60s? I don't know that America ever survived the 60s. When you see lowlives like New York Congressman Gerald Nadler, who still thinks he's a flower child, talking about the Zimmerman case as though he personally cares about Trayvon Martin, or a guy like Rangel, as corrupt as he has been with all of his scandals, the condos and the taxes, he cares about Trayvon Martin? Do you think they care about this kid? No, they don't care about this kid. They care about their own careers, and they care about getting people's minds off their bosses' scandals. Look, I could do the Jimmy Carter and the Syria, the whole thing. I don't want to do it right now. It's a hobby. And I'd like to have an answer from people, why do you drive old cars, whether they're American or British? But you want to hear an irony here? I'm banned in Britain, and I buy a British car, and I buy a Union Jack flag and hang it in my garage. Why? Two reasons. One, because I love the British people. I always think they're the most wonderful people for what they've put up with in the past and what they put up with now. Number one, I've always been an Anglophile. Winston Churchill is still my great hero. If you ranked like three heroes in my life, Winston Churchill is probably number one. Maybe there'd be a George Washington in the list. Maybe they'd be equal. But Churchill stands alone in my head in many ways because he's more contemporary than Washington. I can relate more to him than a guy who wore wooden teeth in that regard. And secondly, Winston Churchill, I only found that after I got Teddy, my poodle, who's a little gray silver poodle, the greatest dog on the planet. He almost became a father today, which is a secondary story, which I'll tell you later. We missed that bullet like by a, that was like that was an 82-millimeter shell coming in if I would have bred him. So anyway, I didn't know that. I got Teddy, loved the dog. Years later, I find out that I always thought Winston Churchill had a bulldog. You say, Winston Churchill, bulldog, right? No, Winston Churchill, the man who saved Britain, with American help, of course, and American materiel and American troops. Winston Churchill had a little poodle like Teddy, a silver poodle whose name was Rufus. I couldn't believe it. And Rufus ate at the dining table with him, as Teddy does with me in the Basque restaurant when the nasty liberals sneer at him. I love the sneers. Like, what's it your business, mister? What do you care if he's sitting on a chair? He's cleaner than you are. I guarantee his saliva is cleaner than yours. And, you know, I could see it. Churchill sat him at the table. So it's nostalgia for me to play this, to play with the car. Infidelity survey suggests cheaters prefer to drive a certain kind of car. I can't believe this because I told the guys I was going to do a thing on cars and break from the politics. He got me a story just now from a website that says, which car do you think cheaters prefer to drive? And it was done by a UK-based dating website for married cheaters. And they found that blank is the most popular car make among its members. I'm not going to give away the name of the car, but I'm going to ask you to call 855-407-2822. I'll also tell you why I bought a British car when I'm banned in the UK. And I'm asking you to call with two things. One, your classic car horror story, but more importantly, for the sense of the show and the bigger audience, why do you own and care for an older classic car? Most people don't, but many people do. I'd like to take some calls. What do you do with this stuff? Eugene on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. What do old cars do for you, Eugene?
Yes, hey, Michael, my brother OJ and I, we have five British motorbikes from a 58 Beezer to a 74 Norton Commando, and we've had them since, like, 1978. And, you know, it gives us a common ground. He's a different personality, but he's the better mechanic than I am. And then also, you know, it's an area of endeavor. We've brought three of them back, kind of neglected condition, and we bring them back to stock. And,
But what do you feel when you bring an old classic motorcycle back to stock condition? What do you feel?
Well, a sense of accomplishment, you know, just getting the right handlebars on one.
Thank you. That's right. Like ordering the right Lucas assembly for my, let's say, like my reverse, my license plate light didn't work, okay? So I ordered a whole bracket because I knew it wasn't bulbs. So then he found the wiring had to be remade. So the guy clipped and made wires for me today. Amazing guy. But nevertheless, I loved seeing the old bracket, the new bracket going where the old one was. It's pretty amazing to see him pull the tire apart and the trunk apart with wooden panels over the spare tire. Wood? In this day and age, an actual piece of wood from England?
And, you know, and the other thing, too, the wiring harnesses, the Lucas wasn't that bad at all. They just need to be maintained, number one. And number two, some of it had cracked. The positive ground on the batteries, they're able to do more stuff with the positive ground. It's reverse. But as long as a person learns the system, and that's what kind of give us that area of endeavor, you know.
Oh, of course, right. And it's a bit of a challenge. But, you see, overall the car looks greater. I wouldn't have bought it. Let's start with that. Sure. I never would have touched it. I like to buy cars that are pretty good and then make them as perfect as I can. I don't want a show car because I wouldn't drive it. I have parking lot neurosis. I mean, whatever car I'm driving, I'm a parking lot neurotic. The family doesn't like it. I pull into a thing. I'm always lining up the parallel spot. I'm always getting mad in advance when I come out of a restaurant. I'm sure the guy dinged my door, and I'm ready to give him four flats. No, it's like the old Jackie Gleason joke with me. I come out of a restaurant. I haven't been able to eat for the last 30 minutes, positive that the door will have been dinged. And if I come out and it's a little dark and I see next to me is a Prius, I said, before I even go near the door, I'm positive that I'm positive he dinged the door and I'm ready to do something to his car. And usually they never do. So I don't like to park near other cars because I'm afraid of the ding. I can't enjoy it. So it seems like I don't take it with me for that reason. I get parallel. Like I put it on the end of the lot, you know, where it can get carjacked. That's another thing. Like, oh, let's put it on the end of the lot where no one is so some kid can carjack it, right? I've been working in the garage. I mean, Gary's doing the work. He's a Rolls-Royce, a used Rolls, used Bentley, used Jag expert. He's done stuff I could never believe. I'd like to hang the dealer, which I'll tell you about a little later, who said, oh, yeah, it doesn't leak, and the wiring is fine. We all know it's a standing joke. I mean, wiring in Jaguars, right? Old Lucas. I don't know who Lucas was. He must have been Lucas the Devil who made the wiring. We should have called him Lucifer the wire maker, not Lucas the electrical maker. They should have renamed all the parts Lucifer. The L should stand for Lucifer, not Lucas. So he's already put in new wires. The backup lights didn't work. The taillights didn't work. This didn't work. That didn't work. But I've had fun driving it around. People come over to it, and I've enjoyed watching him. And I order parts. I'm ordering parts. I feel I get up 6 in the morning like I did as a kid when I used to build models. And I'm going over to the Jaguar parts thing, and I'm ordering crazy things that I never would believe. I mean, like I could buy a new car, right? Light bulb, one light bulb, LULLB 382, $1.50. Windshield washer spray assembly, $89.82, your price $78.10. Rocker switch, $27.95. License plate lamp, $128.81. You get what I'm saying? You want to hear a real bargain, though? I had handbrake pads because the handbrake was basically you couldn't use it. It would roll. Two pads were $24. He said they were steel. You know, the parts are cheap. I don't know where they're made, probably in China. Some of them are original, but some of them are made. Choke lamp, $49. Rockers, battery tray. So I got all these parts in a box. It felt like Christmas. Took them all out. I spent hours ordering them, hours unpacking them with a lamp in the garage after the show with a glass of beer. I'm saying, why are you doing this? What are you getting out of this, Michael? I don't know. I'm thoroughly absorbed. I'll tell you what I'm getting out of it. I'm living in the past. I'm living in the past when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. I'm living in the past when we had a president who protected America and Americans from enemies domestic and foreign.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Thomas, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Officials in Santa Clara County are making backup plans in case the company that provides ambulance service goes out of business. Mercury News reports Rural Metro Corporation is in dire financial shape and is struggling to pay its bills. Rural Metro is a private ambulance company that serves Santa Clara County's nearly 2 million residents. Scientists will be contacting residents who live near Cal State East Bay next week to see if they'll help participate in an earthquake study. They want to place seismic monitors in neighborhoods around the university to measure the energy that's produced when the university implodes a 13-story office building that's been deemed seismically unsafe. Taking a look at the roadways right now, have an accident southbound 101 De La Cruz in San Jose. A CHP should be on scene trying to clear that one. Westbound 80 Merchant Street in Vacaville, stalled car being reported. Back to the peninsula, eastbound 92. It actually looks like the connector from northbound 101 to eastbound 92 is stalled. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mike Rowe here. If there's one thing I've learned from my buddies at Ford about brake service, it's this. Stopping is good. You know what else is good? Brake service at your Ford dealership.
Time for new brakes? Stop in and get Motorcraft brake pads installed. Now $99.95 or less. Let the Ford service experts help you get the brakes made for your vehicle. Taxes extra. Pads or shoes on most vehicles. One axle. Exclusions apply. See participating California Ford dealer for details through 8/31/13.
1876. Alexander Graham Bell makes the first phone call. Baseball's National League is formed, and Columbia, Harvard, and Princeton form the Intercollegiate Football Association. Also in 1876, Landenberg Thalmann Asset Management is born, driving the country's financial growth. This Saturday, hear from Phil Blancato, president of Landenberg Thalmann Asset Management, live on KSFO's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell. Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell, every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
By now, all of you know that I believe the crash of the Chinook helicopter in Afghanistan that claimed the lives of 30 people, including 25 Special Forces members, mainly our Navy SEALs. I know it's not been properly investigated, and I wrote a novel about it called A Time for War. And those who are responsible for putting all of these SEALs on this helicopter have not been brought to justice. I felt so strongly about this tragedy. That is how I opened my novel, A Time for War, as I said. But there's plenty of unanswered questions, not just about this crash, which looks like an assassination, but also about our so-called rules of engagement and how we're going about fighting the so-called war on terror by Obama. Coming back to the Savage Nation is the father of one of those fallen American heroes, Billy Vaughn, who has not stopped looking for these answers, and whose new book, Betrayed, Exposing the High Cost of the War on Terror, gives us some details on what happened that night and shines a little light on how our troops are being compromised by the very people who should be protecting them the most. Billy Vaughn, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much, sir, and it's certainly a pleasure and an honor to be with you tonight.
Mr. Vaughn, what have we learned about this, well, some call it tragic incident, I call it this assassination of our SEALs?
Well, since I was with you, since Karen and I were with you the last time, we've learned quite a few things. Actually, we know that that night, you already knew they were flying in a National Guard helicopter, but as they went into an HLZ, hot landing zone, there was no pre-assault fire. After the chopper was shot down, they didn't take out the guys who fired the RPGs because of the rules of engagement. We also know that there were seven Afghan commandos on the chopper who were not the same men as the names listed on the manifest. We've also learned that most, if not all of our high-level military are quite comfortable with the rules of engagement in the way that our special operators are fighting this war in Afghanistan, and all of that is very troubling and disturbing.
Why was there no support for the men on this helicopter?
We do know that there were no escorts out, and that out in front of the chopper, and that is standard operating procedure. I don't know if there were not. We've not gotten an answer on that. I don't know if there were not choppers available at the forward operating base. There had been two escorts go out on the first part of the mission with the Rangers, but those two escorts had stayed in the battle space there and were overhead. And they sent the SEALs out without any escort at all. And what was supposed to happen is the ones who were already there were supposed to go over and pick them up. But that didn't, obviously, they didn't get the landing zone cleared properly before the chopper came in to land. And it was a very, very expensive, very tragic loss there because it wasn't done properly.
You say part of the problem is the shift from trying to win the war to trying to winning their hearts and minds. Sounds like Vietnam all over again. You cannot win the hearts and minds of throwbacks. They have no hearts and they have no minds. All they have is hate.
Yeah, I, and truthfully, I don't know how long ago that started, but Karen and I were in Virginia Beach in October of 2011 for a debriefing held for the parents and the spouses of all the men who were killed on Extortion 17 from the Army, from the Air Force, and from the Navy. And one of the fathers asked, why didn't we use a drone strike that night? And I'm not saying at all whether we should have or shouldn't, but the answer that he was given by three-star Admiral Robert Harwood, that Admiral Harwood gave to all the families there as he turned and said, because we want to win their hearts and minds. And, you know, that day we were still, a lot of us still in shock. We were raw. Nobody responded. But that has haunted me ever since because it makes it sound like to the families and to our warriors that it's more, we are willing to sacrifice our warriors' lives as long as we are able to gain the favor of the Afghans. And, you know, that's just not acceptable.
You've been asked to remain silent on what you found out in this book. By who?
We have had a little bit of pressure on us about speaking out and that's correct, and asked not to speak out and not to speak about these things. And they've actually used it to me under the ridiculous heading or whatever of, you know, not talking about the Navy SEALs, and there has been so much said by the Obama administration, by the media, and by others in government about the Navy SEALs since the death of Bin Laden that it's, you know, it's just totally ludicrous to ask common citizens like Karen and I or other people not to talk about what we know when they have disclosed their identifications, identities. They've made movies about them. You know, Joe Biden has committed a breach of national security. Leon Panetta did the same. Yet, it's just like everything else in D.C. They want to come down on the common man and the citizen. Let us live by different rules than what they themselves are willing to live by.
Well, obviously, the problem is in the lack of leadership. How far up does this problem really go?
Well, I can tell you it at least goes up to the admirals and the generals. We had a four-star admiral in our home in January who indicated to us that he was absolutely fine with the way that we were operating in Afghanistan, and he mentioned two or three other generals there and said they're all good men and we're good on this, you know, and it's at least that far. But if it's that far, it has to come from the other way. It's not how far up it goes, I don't believe. It's how far down it comes. It's come from the top, and it's bled down, and it's bled down into a lot of these upper echelon officers who, I believe now, tragically so, have become political. And it's clear. The information that we're getting from the guys on the ground, from retired Rangers, retired SEALs, who, by the way, have said they've gotten out because of the rules of engagement, because they don't want to be sacrificed, and even from some active men, they certainly don't agree with these rules at all. They've given, since Karen and I have spoken out, many have contacted us through anonymous means and such and told us stories that are absolutely horrifying about the way that we're having to operate over there. So it's not how far up it goes, it's how far down it's come, I believe.
Okay, what do you hope people will take away from your new book, Betrayed? It's an important book.
What I hope is it's going to take the American citizen to change what's going on in our military. I know that you know and your listeners know that in every area across this nation, across this republic, our citizens are being demoralized, they're being beaten down, our institutions are being torn apart, and through the death of our son, Karen and I have realized the same thing is going on in our military. And the problem is, if we lose our military, all the rest of those things don't make any difference if we lose our security. So what we hope to gain is an awareness, a national awareness, among people like us who didn't realize how bad it really was, that can give a cry out to Washington, D.C. and to the military and tell them and demand that we want rules of engagement, we want the proper equipment for our warriors, we want our warriors to be able to fight in ways that are more favorable to them than to the enemy. What we have done in this country, in this government, and in the upper areas of this military is we have made a primitive enemy formidable to our warriors because we've leveled the playing field so much. And it can't continue to go on. Our men and women, I know you know, they volunteer to go off and fight. They volunteer to go off and fight because they love what's behind them more than they hate them. The least that our military and our government can do is give them rules of engagement that make it easier to live by than to die by. We need the American citizen to cry out to their representatives and to Washington, D.C., Michael.
When will this book be available?
This book will be out the first part of August, right around the second anniversary of the shoot-down of Extortion 17.
Billy, where can my listeners read more about your project? Because this is a very big story.
Yeah, Operation 300 is actually the vision of my oldest daughter, Tara. Our family's involved, and a lot of friends and around here. But Operation 300, we bring in little boys and eventually little girls. That's our vision. We hadn't been able to do that yet, but who have lost their dads in the military. We bring them in. They have a camp where they do things all weekend long that they would have done with their dads. They shoot guns, they archery, horseback ride, take them out to the beach, they surf, they sail, scavenger hunts, learning how to use a compass, horse ride. And then the moms we put up at the beach, we held our first camp back in April. We're about to hold our second camp the first weekend in August, and we already have 10 little boys coming to this camp. So they do things that they would have done if their dads were with them. And each boy is given a mentor for the weekend, and then after the camp, these mentors also stay involved in contact off and on with the boys, and then they can come back each year. It's not just a once in a lifetime thing. They can come back each year until they reach 18 years old. If you want to know about the camp, the name of that foundation is Operation300.com. But you can go on our website, forourson.us, forourson.us, and from that site you can look at Operation 300, the camp. You can look at the book, Betrayed. It's available for pre-purchase right now at a discounted rate. So you can go on that site, or you can also go to Stand Up America. That's StandUpAmericaUS.org, and that's General Paul Vallely's foundation. You can also buy the book on that site. And the book is called Betrayed, The High Price of the War on Terror.
Billy Vaughn, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, and thank you very much, Michael, for the work you do. Thank you for the way that you have continued to put out information and continued to pound information about Extortion 17 and about what's going on in our military. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great. Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
I want to ask you something. Why do you own and care for an older classic car? What do you get out of it? Or do you have a classic car horror story? I have a few of them for you. And I want to do cars for a little while. Where's this lady from New York? WABC New York. I actually have a lot of listeners in my old stomping grounds. Sandra on WABC has an interesting story. Sandra, go ahead, please.
Yes, fabulous Dr. Savage. You are fabulous and fun. And I'm restoring a 1988 Rolls-Royce. I've had several of these Rolls-Royces, and they're a little bit of a headache, but you bring me back to the day when you play the Latin music, and you're such fun. You're a genius, and I never expect this to come out of you about all the fun times and the Latin dancing. I did all that.
Oh, yeah, the Palladium and all of that. So I understand from the call screen that your dad owned a dealership in New York.
I've been listening to you many years and enjoying.
But Sandra, what car dealership did your dad own?
It started with Chrysler, General Motors, BMW, Jaguar. He was in Jamaica on Hillside Avenue.
Oh, my God. So you grew up in the car world. So when you restore an old car, are you thinking of your dad?
Yes, especially. And the good old days. And my uncle was a judge. And the glamour and the Copacabana and the... And the beautiful, when you pulled up...
Oh, now when I hear Judge and Copacabana, there's a little more to the family story.
Yes, it was a typical New York high life, wonderful life.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, but when you say Judge and Copacabana, there's a little bit of a deep connection to the spaghetti world, am I right?
Yeah. You know, that comes with it, but... They're all gone.
That's right. They're all gone. The whole world is different today. So what do you get out of it? I mean, who repairs them for you, Sandra? You don't repair them yourself.
Oh, no. I have wonderful mechanics. And They really, it's amazing. And you open the hoods on these cars. I had a 2+2 Jaguar. It was like the cigarette model, they called it when I was a young.
Yeah, the XKE, that's what I'm saying. Right now we're tinkering with an XKE two-door roadster, which was not the 2+2. Straight six, 4.2 liter, triple SU carburetors. That's what we have right now in the garage. Sandra, it's a pleasure. So your dad passed away, and every time you tinker with one of those cars, you go back in nostalgia. It's a little painful, correct? A little bittersweet for you?
It is. It is a little painful because, you know, they used to say, oh, I put my top down before I'd come to the, there was the Lido Golf Club, and before I'd pull up, I had this Jaguar XK150, a white one, and I had long blonde hair. I pulled back the top, so when I pulled up, they'd say, oh, there she is. And it was such fun.
So you were the belle of the ball in your day.
In my day, you know, forget it.
What? No, what do you mean in your day? You're not old. You can still be the belle of the ball. If you go down to Boca, I mean, you're a young.
Home there, to my husband likes. We just let my daughter use it because we don't really, you know, the life is. They have a few nice restaurants and palm trees.
No, but the heat can kill you. Well, you got heat in New York right now. That's like Florida, 97 degrees during the day, right?
It is. It's killing. It's amazing.
I know, but you know, everyone says, "Oh, there's heat in New York and on the East Coast. It must be global warming." No, schmuck. It's summer.
Right.
I mean, when I was a kid in the Bronx, we opened the fire hydrants and they no cops stopped you. The guys would come out with a wrench on Longfellow Avenue. I can remember to this day, we were poor kids. They'd open the fire hydrant. The water would gush out. We'd jump in front of the fire hydrant and run around. And the cop on the beat would smile with the billy stick. No one got mad at you for doing anything that made sense in those days. The world is upside down. You hear what the Schmendrick mayor of yours is doing now on the way out the door, what he wants to ban now? People from using escalators. He's saying that using escalators is bad for their health. They should run up and down the stairs. Well, that would work really well for old people, wouldn't it, with knee injuries?
Right, right. I mean, it's just gone.
Well, what's happened that people have lost their common sense? There's no joy.
No,
there's no humor. There's nothing left that gives life that joy anymore.
No, you're so.
And that's why the young people, I'm sorry to tell you, have become drug addicts, and that's why they become sex addicts. They can't find their kick anywhere else. In other words, I'm not kidding you. I mean, in my time, maybe, and maybe even now, a sense of humor could give you a kick.
Right.
A turn of a phrase can give you a kick. Why? It's been lost, I think, that ability to get a high off a joke, a high off a little jibe. They don't do it anymore. There's no jokes anymore. Everything's nasty.
Absolutely. And the music.
So one last question, Sandra.
Yeah.
You're still living in New York. You still remember the old days.
Oh, yes.
When you go out to a restaurant, what food is your favorite?
I love Italian food.
Everyone does. It's still America's favorite food. Isn't that interesting?
When you say
how cultures come to America, and each culture contributes something or other, with the exception of one that's come here and gives only hatred to the culture. Isn't that interesting? To the overall society. They've given nothing but hatred and death and threats. And it's very interesting to me. And we're supposed to believe that all cultures, all societies are equal. Well, we know that's not true because not all people are equal. Just look at the NFL. Not all people are equal. So how can we say all societies are equal? And not all cultural groups bring a positive to a society, incidentally. Let's stick to Obama and his family expected to vacation in Chilmar in a $7.6 million house. That's actually cheap, frankly. He's actually going downscale. I mean, for a guy like him, the president, he's only going to be in a friend's $7.6 million house. That's like on the lower end of the luxury line today. Yep, it is the Savage Nation. We are talking not about politics so much as about nostalgia in any way. And I'm asking about cars and what you do with them and this and that. Why do you do them? It's 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. All right, I'll give you some red meat. Let's do some red meat here. Let's go to the Savage Nation audio log. Oh, God, Trayvon Martin's father, poor man, no. Ben Carson, forget that, not interested. There's nothing that I really want to talk about. Siri, I want to talk about. I would rather have grease on my hands and chicken fat on my lips than listen to John McCain. I'm living in the past when there was a mother and father in virtually every home. I'm living in the past when everybody loved this country and those who didn't were seen for what they are, the degenerate scum that all of us hate. I'm living in the past, and I love it because to me it's forever 1970.
Savage.